This month, we're in a portal, and this portal is where your destiny unfolds. Hello, and welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host and your coach, Stephanie Zeller. Every month, I channel in these energy updates. These are the most downloaded episodes every single month. This month is, it's a big one. I can't wait for you to tune in. If you enjoy this episode, be sure to leave a 5 stars and follow and subscribe. This month especially, I have some really interesting episodes coming out about intuition, about psychic gifts, about spirituality. I also just recently opened up my course Intuition and Beyond. Be sure to check that out in the show notes. If you like these energy updates, you for sure will like that course. I glean these updates by using my intuition and my psychic gifts. I channel these in. That is how these energy updates come about. And if you want to learn essentially how I do that, enroll in Intuition and Beyond now. If you are new to my work, you can check out all of my courses and my coaching at thetransformationschool.com. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Without further ado, enjoy your September of 2025 energy update. September feels so much like a death rebirth portal. Like you're stepping into this portal and you have this amazing opportunity to let go. To let go of the old version of you, of your identity, and to be rebirthed. There's themes of destruction and creation this month. There's like a ton of creation energy. We are so poised to do new things, create new things, particularly aspects of our identity. If you've been really struggling with certain patterns and you've been doing inner work around those patterns to identify what they are and to release them, this month, as you step into this portal, there's an opportunity to really leave them behind. And it's almost like you're going to be stepping on a new timeline because you're leaving them behind for good. And you'll feel that. You'll feel a release of them like, oh, thank God I finally sloughed off that fucking pattern. It is a month of alchemy, of releasing the old. There is a lot of kind of swirling electricity. It feels like just jolts, shoving and awakening you, pushing you into something new. There is a huge invitation this month to step into a new you. And here's the key. You kind of want it to feel like the life you're stepping into is almost unrecognizable. And that doesn't mean someone would, like, it's like someone could look at your life from the outside in and they would say, yeah, you've made a little bit of changes, but like, you're still you. This is still your life. But for you inside of you, you're like, no, I feel like a different person. My life feels totally different. I feel like I don't even kind of know what's going on. I feel like I'm on a different timeline. I feel like everything feels kind of surreal. You want to feel a little bit of that energy. So right now, if you're not feeling some of that energy, some of that, whoa, life feels so surreal right now, you want to ask yourself, how can I cultivate that? How can I do something that's so outside of my norm that it will throw me into this portal so I can leverage this portal and use it to step into a more aligned, authentic, magnetic identity and release the things that are no longer serving me, release the patterns that have been binding me, release the ancestral baggage, the generational trauma, the trauma in my body, the stories, the narratives, the glass ceilings, the self-limiting beliefs. How can I step into a new version of me and release all of those things? And there will be a lot of opportunities this month to, I don't want to say leap because it doesn't feel so much like you have to take these huge leaps. It's almost just like stepping forward because I feel like a lot of the opportunities that you'll have to own your new identity are actually very small. But if you do 100 of them or 10 of them even, they'll add up, they'll be additive. and you'll really be able to feel this new identity taking shape, taking form around you. And yet you'll also still feel a little bit of that surreal energy, because I feel like September is a portal where there is kind of some in-between sort of energy floating around, where you feel the new identity taking shape and you're aware of the fact that you're letting go and releasing the old. And yet the new hasn't fully formed. So you're like in that energy of, oof, like everything feels so unstable and a little bit chaotic. You know, I did this year of yes several years ago, and I'm actually kind of doing a similar one right now. And it's so funny because when I commit to these years of yes, where I just say yes to anything that scares me, but yet I know is also aligned and will expand me, I have this energy. It feels like I have this energy of I'm constantly falling, like I'm constantly falling from a plane. It's this like, you know, if you were to stand on your bed and fall backwards, you have that kind of woof, like whoosh feeling, or like be on a roller coaster. That's kind of what it should feel like this month as you step into new versions of yourself. So this would look like you saying yes to something you've never said yes to before, you committing to something totally new, you challenging yourself in certain ways, you doing something that somebody outside of you would say, whoa, I never thought you would do that. Like, I never thought you would say yes to something like that. And you almost replying, yeah, me either. But this must be the new me. And you want to mix things up. You really want to mix things up. And perhaps you, like I, have been feeling that the universe has been trying to mix things up for you. Maybe things haven't been going as planned. Maybe there's been some chaos. Maybe there's been some sudden shifts or changes in your life. That is on purpose to help you to get out of your comfort zone, get out of your patterns, get out of your habits, so that you can step into this portal and you can let go of the old and step into the new. So theme number one for this month is turn the dark into the light. Turn the dark into the light. So this is alchemy. It's alchemy. It's healing. It is transformation. It's time to make meaning from the places that you've suffered and use them to begin writing a new story for yourself. So instead of looping in, I kind of hate to use this word, but like an energy of victimhood and not liking your circumstances and complaining about your past and feeling like you're trapped in this energy of always being a victim, it is looking at your past. And I don't mean doing this by spiritually bypassing, like you do need to process your feelings. So if you haven't done that, you need to do that. But it's looking at your past and finding the meaning in it and saying, okay, this was really shitty what happened to me. And yet here are the lessons that I learned. Here's how it strengthened me. And here's how I can alchemize this and find meaning in it in order to move forward. Although that happened to me, it doesn't have to define me and I don't have to stay stuck in it. And I can use the strengths that I developed from experiencing that and walk forward with those, because that's really who I am authentically. So it's, again, a release of the patterns, the habits, the pain, the glass ceilings, the self-limiting belief, all the things that have been holding us back, and doing it in this really beautiful way where we're not rejecting it, we're not denying it, we're not pretending it didn't happen, we're not trying to ignore it, but instead we're moving through the full transformation process of processing those things and claiming them as part of our story, but not the whole story, right? Not the whole story. It was just a chapter. And we're kind of saying, we're putting a period at the end of the sentence of that chapter, and we're tidying it up, and then we're starting a new chapter. That's what we're doing with theme number one, turning the dark into the light. And a lot of what will happen with this theme also is you're going to have revelations. So revelations will abound about how to transform the old into the new. This is so much of what I do in my workshops, is I literally give a step-by-step process of how to do this, of how to release self-limiting beliefs, of how to alchemize past hurts and turn the dark into the light, really do full cycle healing so that you can release them and those stories don't have to define you and they don't have to hide in your subconscious and direct your actions. Because if we have things that we haven't processed from our childhood, they're still affecting us subconsciously. They are limiting us with what we believe we can do in the world. And they're also creating difficult emotions, which are then directing our actions. Our thoughts, our emotions, our beliefs dictate our actions in the world. So for instance, if I believe that I'm not going to be loved if I'm myself, because that has been in my history, then I'm also going to go out into the world and I'm not going to be myself and I'm going to be really guarded. And then what's going to happen? Well, I'm not going to be loved for myself because I'm not even showing anybody who I am. If I got made fun of a lot in school or I got bullied and then I move forward in life and I'm afraid that people are going to bully me, so I have a little bit of fear in my mind, my subconscious mind, and in my body, then again, I'm going to go out and I'm going to be a little bit guarded. I'm not going to be open-hearted and loving and just like super open and willing to connect with people. And therefore, what's going to happen? Well, I'm not going to have intimate relationships. So our past greatly influences our future. And so we want to go through these step-by-step processes to alchemize it, release it, so that we can step forward into our most authentic self and our truest potential, which is to be loved, which is to be seen, which is to have everything that we desire to have. This month, you'll have some revelations about how to finally release some of those patterns, some of those beliefs, some of those habits that have been holding you back. And a lot of the how will be certain action steps to take, or potentially it could be for you, you know, to ask for extra help, to seek out doctors, coaches, therapists, courses, learnings, some sort of step-by-step process for you to have the skill set and the guidance and direction to do this sort of work. It could also be a how in terms of just feeling a certain emotion, or it could be a how in terms of taking a very specific action step. Sometimes after we've done a lot of emotional processing, we're ready to move into action. And it's like we've alchemized it 80 to 90%. And to alchemize it the last 10 to 20%, we actually have to take an action step to integrate that. We have to take an action step to fully shed and release it. So a lot of you listening are going to be in that phase of like, you need to take an action step, and you're going to have revelations and intuitive insights in terms of what action steps specifically to take. And the most important thing here is that you take them, that you trust yourself, you trust those intuitive insights, and you actually take that action step, because it's the action steps that are going to help you integrate this, that are really going to help you step into that new identity. And the action steps, again, maybe like something totally left field that you'd be like, but that doesn't even sound like me, or I wouldn't even do that. Right, exactly. That's the point. Because right now you're up leveling into your new identity. And so the action steps you take are going to be outside of the norm. They're going to be surprising even to you. In fact, I would say the more surprising it is and the more random it is, the more it should cue you into it being correct. Like, that was what Stephanie was talking about in theme number one, that kind of random, weird ass action that I should take in order to alchemize this, in order to release my old patterns and self-limiting beliefs and pain and suffering. This action step, even if I don't understand it and it's not something I would normally do, is what is going to finally release me. It's going to help me become unbound. And so I'm going to take it. I'm going to trust myself and I'm going to go for it. Theme number one, turn the dark into the light. Let's take a slow, deep breath into that. And a nice exhale out. Theme number two, surrender to a new story being written for you. So much of the energy I'm getting around this month is like about destiny. Now, you may have whatever thoughts you have about destiny, but that's just the energetics of the month that I'm picking up on. So if it resonates, take it. If it doesn't, leave it. But it's like, what if you did? What if you had a destiny? What if there's something that you were meant for? And this month, it's poking its head out of the sand. It's like calling you forward. It is magnetizing you. You are being called to your destiny. Now, it may be slightly different from how you thought it would look. It's like, okay, so let's say we put the period at the end of that chapter, and the next chapter, you're used to like writing all of your chapters. You're used to thinking about it, writing it. What if you turn the page and the chapter's already written and it was just up to you to step into that chapter? But in order for you to step into that chapter and experience this wild, amazing, exciting destiny, you have to get out of your own way. You have to let go. You have to slough off the old versions of you. You have to stop gripping to how things used to be so something new can unfold. You have to trust that you're being held, guided, directed. How would you act if you were on a hero's journey and you're at the precipice of a new destiny laid out before you, but you had to trust to be shown the way? How are you going to be shown the way? Through your intuition. Through your intuition, which reminds me, I just opened my course, Intuition and Beyond. This is the most fun course that I offer. It's sold out every time that I've opened this course. This is an intimate container. I usually have less than 15 people that I allow into this course where you get extra guidance from me in terms of how your specific intuition works, how to listen to it, how to trust it, how to follow through with it. You get proof, you get evidence of your intuition, you learn what intuition really is, and you learn what your unique psychic gifts are and how to activate them. So, side note, sign up for this course. You can find a link to that in the show notes, or you can go to thetransformationschool.com and go to courses and choose Intuition and Beyond and sign up. Right now, this month, there is a $555 discount. Intuition is so key to theme number two because you literally won't be able to sense your destiny and where you're being guided if you're not tapped into your intuition. If you're only thinking and gripping, you will completely miss it. It's as if you're turning the page and you just start writing over all the words already there with like a huge permanent marker, and you're not even aware that the words are already there. And then you're trying to write out your own destiny and the next chapter. And what you're writing is actually like way more boring than what the universe has already written. So what we want to do is we want to drop down below another level. We want to drop below our thinking mind. We want to tune into our heart and our intuition, because that is where the experience of a lifetime lies. So theme number two is surrender to a new story being written for you. This could be so exciting, but you will have to move into an energy of surrender and opening up to your intuition. So yeah, that just means like stop gripping, stop wanting things to go just so. When we're in a portal like this, sort of a death rebirth portal, things get weird. Things get chaotic. There's upheavals. Things that are unexpected happen. Things don't go as planned. So if you can lean into that this month and being like, okay, that's part of the month, and it's just helping me to surrender and release my grippiness and my control, it's going to be a lot easier than getting pissed every time something kind of crazy or chaotic happens. And you know, think of yourself as getting into the ocean and getting on your surfboard and being like, okay, where are the waves coming from? And just sensing into that and then trying to ride the waves, you know, versus getting into the ocean and then telling the ocean how to have waves. Like, that's crazy, right? But that's what we do. We go through our life and we tell life how to be versus surrendering to life and looking at life like a wild ride and then just riding the waves as they come. Sure, you can perfect your technique as a surfer. You can control certain things. But what we try to do is literally try to get into the ocean and be like, now ocean, make a wave that's 5.2 feet tall. And then if it makes a wave that's 2 feet tall or 10 feet tall, we get fucking pissed off. And it's actually completely insane. Surrender. Theme number two, surrender to a new story being written for you. Key to this is let go, surrender, and follow your intuition. Let's take a slow, deep breath into that. And an exhale. Theme number three is find safety. Let the emotions flow through. The energy of expansion is temporary and it will bring some things up for you. Let me say that again. Find safety. Let the emotions flow through. The energy of expansion is temporary and it will bring things up for you. Okay, so as you expand, as you level up in consciousness and in your life, you expand. Your, let's say your aura as an example, is like expanding. Your capacity is expanding. If you picture a balloon expanding your energetic aura, and in your energetic aura, you have stagnant energy, which is past trauma, which is emotions, which is problems that you're not facing. As the balloon expands, which is what it's doing this month, it's going to hit those areas of stagnation. It's going to push them up and out to the corners of your aura so that you feel them. It's going to bring things up to the surface. So as you take actions, as you start to believe in yourself and you take these bold actions and you commit to letting go of that stagnant energy and stuck emotions and past versions of you, emotions will come up. Emotions will come up. That's totally normal. What you want to do is you just want to feel them and let them flow through you so that you can grow and get to where you need to go. What you don't want to do, obviously, is push them down, suppress them, deny them, ignore them, hate them, reject them. Just, you have to acknowledge, yeah, some emotions will come up this month. Maybe grief. I feel like in a lot of death rebirth portals like this one, grief is a big one that comes up. Whenever we really step into a new identity and commit to that, sometimes grief will just come up and we can't even really put words around where the grief is coming from. It's just like you feel sad. Totally, totally normal. Let yourself feel that grief for a day or two and it'll move through. If you cry it out, it'll move through. Maybe some anxiety will come up. Okay. Feel it. Let it move through. Just whatever comes up, let it move through. It's coming up to come out. Let it go. Don't stop the flow. Okay. The other part of this theme is find safety. It's a lot easier to let your emotions flow through if you feel safe. So whenever we're in an expansion energy, it can actually be a little bit dysregulating, and that's okay. That's normal. That's just like what happens, because when we're stepping into something new, our nervous system is a little bit scared. And so we have a nervous system response. And so what you want to do is make sure you're plugging in certain points of your day and your weeks where you are very specifically regulating your nervous system. So like maybe for you, that looks like using one of the tools from the Transformation School. Maybe it means using Trigger Free, a workshop that you can purchase from the Transformation School, or if you're in one of my other courses, using some of the tools that I provide. If you don't have access to those and you don't want to purchase those, perhaps it could be for you taking a really long hike, doing a super long journaling session, talking to your therapist, doing a big cry, having a long bath, doing some breath work, just something that will really deeply regulate you. And it's going to be really important, especially the more you are aligned with this energy and you're allowing yourself to expand into your new identity, to plug in those moments where you are really regulating yourself, regulating your emotions, regulating your nervous system. And that's going to help. If you feel regulated, your emotions will flow through much quicker than if you are running ragged and not regulating yourself. It's super worth it this month to build an extra time and space for nervous system regulation. So be sure to do that. And remember that this energy of expansion is temporary. Like the death rebirth portal is temporary. You're not here forever. When you have those surreal moments, or those moments like you've jumped out of an airplane and you're falling and it's like, I don't even know who I am right now. I don't even know what's going on. Look at it instead of a holy shit, look at it as a roller coaster energy and be like, oh my God, this is wild. This is fun. This is exciting. And this is temporary. Like, in a month or two, or even a week or two, who knows for you, but in a short period of time, I'm not going to feel so chaotic, and I'm going to be kind of starting to feel into like my new crab shell, my new identity. And this is very temporary. This is an exciting time. How can I just lean into this and let it be what it is? Let it be what it is. Theme number three, find safety. Let the emotions flow through. The energy of expansion is temporary and it will bring things up for you. Take a slow, deep breath into that and an exhale. Theme number four, don't miss the boat. Leave the port. Your boat is calling you. This is the visual that I've had more than anything else this month, is like you're at the port, you're at the edge of the shore. a boat has come. It's the new chapter. It's your new destiny. It's your new identity. It's your new crab shell. And it's calling you forward. And this is the portal. This is the month where the portal is here. You have this opportunity. Go get on the boat. Go get on the boat. Trust the boat. Trust your intuition. Surrender to the boat. The boat is going to bring you something amazing. Don't miss the boat. So think about what is calling you forward. Where can you say yes to expansion energy? What journey is calling you forward? What is the boat for you? Trust yourself when it comes to the boat. Trust where you're being called forward and go. Say yes to it. Step forward onto the boat. Don't stay at the port. Ugh, don't stay. You're going to be so disappointed if you do. So with this theme, you want to notice your self-sabotaging tendencies. You want to notice where you have resistance or excuses for wanting to stay on the port. You're going to want to notice where you're staying small, where you're refusing to change, where you're not doing new things, where you're not trusting your intuition. All of those are signs that you're refusing to go get on the boat. You know, are you being offered a new opportunity? Have you had a new idea for something? Did somebody invite you somewhere? Where can you say yes? Where can you get outside of your comfort zone? And where do you have these tendencies to self-sabotage it? To, you know, you feel a little bit of that expansion energy. It feels exciting. It feels fun. And then all of a sudden you come up with a reason why you can't do it. Or you just, you know, get in a fight with somebody all of a sudden, or all of a sudden you get sick. Like where are you sabotaging your own expansion? Because it might feel subconsciously safer for you to stay small. You have to be so self-aware this month of where am I limiting my ability to feel joy? Where am I limiting my own expansion? What stories am I telling myself about why I can't do it, why I shouldn't do it? And you have to fight those tendencies and you have to step forward and you have to just be like, fuck it, YOLO, I'm going to say yes to this because, you know, I only have this life and I am not going to waste it staying at the port. Like, I'm not wasting it. I'm going to go out. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to go to this boat. I'm going to let it feel like I'm on a roller coaster and I'm not going to miss this portal. Theme number four, don't miss the boat. Leave the port. Your boat is calling you. Slow deep breath into that. All right, right now, who drops into your mind, onto your heart? Who in your life? Who do you work with? Who in your family? Who out of your friends could use this episode? If a name pops up, don't second guess it. Just right now, look at your phone, forward this episode to them. Because again, as I say every month, you never know who could use this message, especially this month with this portal. You don't want somebody else to miss their boat, right? No, we all want to catch our boats to our new destiny together. So don't forget to pass this along to them. And if you're enjoying this episode, I'm going to recap these themes for you in a moment. But if you're enjoying this episode, take a second to give me a 5 stars wherever you listen. I so appreciate you doing that. That's how I can reach more people just like you. This month, we're in a portal, and this portal is where your destiny unfolds. You're releasing your old identity. You're stepping into a new identity. This month is heavy laden with creation energy. The universe wants to help you come and create a new destiny, a new life path forward. You're going to be invited into new things. These invitations to be invited into new things may come in actual reality where you're like someone's calling you, emailing you, asking you, but also they could come in intuitively. And so you want to be super, super tapped into your intuition. You want to be open to creative life force energy. You want to be creating a new version of you. You want it to actually feel a little bit weird. You want it to feel like, oh my gosh, this is not something I would normally do. I don't even know who I am right now. If that's how you're feeling, you are aligned with this energy. You are exactly where you are meant to be, and you need to keep going. Theme number one is turn the dark into the light. It is time to really let go of the old patterns, of these self-sabotaging tendencies of the old pain and suffering. This is your month to finally walk away from it and let it no longer be a part of your story. Theme number two, surrender to a new story being written for you. There is a destiny that is waiting for you that is better than something you could have imagined. Are you willing to try that destiny out? Are you willing to be intuitively guided towards that path of the most amazing destiny? In order to find it, you have to trust your intuition. You have to be able to hear it, and then you have to be able to say yes and follow where it's guiding you. Theme number three, find safety. Let the emotions flow through. The energy of expansion is temporary and it will bring things up for you. As we step into this new version of us, sometimes things will come up, emotions will come up, like grief. This is a letting go energy. This is what happens when we up level. Sometimes emotions come to the surface. You want to let them come up and come out. You want to feel them, and you want to make sure that you are plugging in to nervous system regulation exercises this month in order to feel a sense of safety in your body, which will facilitate faster release of those difficult emotions. And theme number four, don't miss the boat. Leave the port. Your boat is calling you. Don't miss this portal. You will regret it if you do. Pay attention. Pay attention to where your intuition is guiding you. Pay attention to your own patterns. Pay attention to how you self-sabotage yourself. Pay attention to your resistance. Pay attention to your self-limiting beliefs. Pay attention. Stay plugged in and don't miss the boat, because the boat is where your destiny unfolds. Wow. I can't wait to see where you end up at the end of this month, because at the end of this month, you're going to look back and you're going to be like, it's happening. I'm a new person. Some of those patterns, some of that pain that I've been trying to release for years is finally falling away. I finally feel like I'm on a new timeline. I finally feel like my destiny is unfolding. I have arrived. I am here. This is the moment, and I can't wait to see how it continues to unfold. So all together now, let's take a slow deep breath in through your nose and a big exhale out as you allow a smile to come to your face. And you're going to say to yourself in your mind, let's fucking go. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you liked it, be sure to pass it along to a friend and leave me a 5 stars wherever you listen. Don't forget that right now, my course Intuition and Beyond is open for enrollment. This course sells out fast. You can find a link to it in the show notes, or you can head to thetransformationschool.com, go over to courses, and find Intuition and Beyond. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Until next time.